Hi everyone, this is Yukari Peerless and you're listening to the Living Brave Podcast, Episode 2. I'm sorry it's been a while, I haven't had a chance to make another episode and I've been busy, but here I am. And the important thing is just to keep doing it, even though, like, no excuses, I just want to keep doing it. At this point I can't promise that I will have an episode every week or even every 2 weeks, but I just found the time to do it, so here it goes. Today I wanted to talk about the story I'm making up, because I had this exchange with my friend recently. I have a friend who just had a baby that's a little probably 2-3 weeks ago, and she lives maybe like 20 minute drive away from me, so it's not far away. And obviously, I'm really excited for her, and I want to go see the baby, and you know, go see her, and congratulate her, and all that. But it's just summer is the busiest time for me, and I'm just being super busy. I'm working. I have multiple jobs. I have family responsibility, and when right after my friend had a baby, I was also sick, so I didn't want to be near baby. All the things. So, but the more days passed, I've kind of started to get not nervous. I was worried that I haven't seen this baby. Like, I've seen the baby, like her photos. She sends me photos and we text often, but I'm starting to feel guilty because I haven't actually gone to see them, right? So this is like, you know how when you're a busy person, you know how time flies. So this exchange actually happened probably 2 weeks ago. It could be like last week, but I can't remember. But I said, hey, I'm sorry I haven't seen you, but I have time this Friday. Do you want me to come over? Do you want me to bring something? I would love to see you and the baby and the rest of the family, all that thing. Then she didn't respond to that right away. I understand, she has a newborn, she's busy. I wasn't expecting to hear back from her right away, but I heard from her a few days ago and said, I'm sorry, things are kind of crazy, the baby's not sleeping, so like maybe I need a little bit of time. So to that I responded, I said, no problem, because I've been busy too. And I realized that I was making up this story, and I love this concept. I don't know if you read Brené Brown's books, but can't remember. I think this concept came in which book is that? Sorry, I'm just looking. Oh, I believe it came in the Rising Strong book, and she calls it the story I'm making up. So you know, when you feel vulnerable, when you have something like a stress and you don't really be vulnerable and ask the question, and we all make up a story inside our head, and that's often not reality anyway. So what I really appreciate about my friend is like she and I talk about this kind of stuff all the time. We text each other and this is how I'm feeling, so we're kind of in, we speak the same language. So I texted her when she said, like, I'm kind of overwhelmed with the baby. I said, no problem, I'm busy too. So I just want to tell you the story I was making up was, I feel like I'm a bad friend because I haven't seen you and your baby. I feel like I have to get there as soon as possible because that's what a good friends do. Then she was like, nah, that's not true. I wasn't thinking that. And I'm looking back, like my younger son just turned 11, but when he was born, even like my first born, I was overwhelmed, like, but I had a lot of help, so it was okay. But second baby, I really didn't like people coming to see my, like, then I know I don't have to entertain anybody, they're just coming to see the baby and they want to say congratulations, but I was like exhausted. I wanted to sleep, like, and I don't want to like worried about how I look. Like, I didn't put makeup or anything, but at least I have to comb my hair and look presentable. Like, those things were stressful for me when I had my baby. So, and I assume, so I can totally empathize, like, yeah, like, you don't want people coming over to your house, and I know they're not entertaining, but you kind of feel like you have to entertain them, because they're gonna ooh and ah over baby. Anyway, so she was like, nah, don't worry about it, it's fine, like, I'm overwhelmed, I haven't slept, so don't worry about it. Then I'm like, okay, so the story I was making up wasn't true. So I feel good, better about it. I think she feels better about it. So we're all good. So my suggestion this week is, why don't we all do that? So when you feel like you're reacting to something like, oh my God, like she probably thinks this way, or he probably thinks this way. He's going to think I'm not a good mom. She's going to think I'm not a good mom, or he's going to think I'm like slacking. Whatever. So just stop and say, what is the story I'm making up? I think that will save everyone's sanity when we do that. Okay. Yeah, I thought about talking about other topic, but maybe I will just keep it simple and stop here, and I'll talk about a different thing on a different episode. Okay. And I'm really hoping to do an interview eventually, but right now I'm not there. I'm just really busy, don't have time to schedule the meeting, and I really like to get a proper mic to do interview. So until then, you're gonna have to bear with me. I'm just talking by myself like a crazy person, but hope you enjoy listening to me. Okay, if you have any question or comment, please send it to me. I'm on Twitter at YukariP, and I think most of people know me on Facebook. I'm Yukari Pielis. So remember, you're enough and you're doing the best you can. Have a great week. Talk to you soon. Bye-bye.